Galen got blasted your lips. And good for you, because I'm just not a girl. Neither are you. That's not what I meant. You just take care of yourself.
It's okay. You know, we're just going down
anyway,
the wrong way. We're just going the wrong way.
All new episode of What Now, where we take the hottest horse topics, dissect them, correct them, and bring them to you from our perspective. And Jalen.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, I thought we were done with the rhyming name thing after last week, but they brought it back.
We weren't.
What? That's just our name. That's not like a
I'm about to say, you don't hear how she says Malin and Jalen.
Oh. Well, Jalen wasn't on last week.
Oh, true.
And then you weren't on the first week. And then Tobias.
Tobias missing a day. I guess one of you two would do for next week.
You got off next week, Jamie?
I don't know. Maybe I'll see. I'll see about it.
I don't know. If the Ravens lose on Thursday, I might be off next week. Depending on how long it hurts me. But it probably won't hurt me this time.
There ain't no way from Thursday to the next Tuesday you're going to be that hurt.
Nah, I don't care.
Know. He's been hurt for months, bro.
I don't think anything's going to affect me this year until the playoffs start.
Yeah, that's what I've been meaning to talk about with the Ravens. Y'all getting measured like the Chiefs. We don't care. We don't care about the regular season anymore.
Yeah, until 8:20 when it start, and then I start tweeting. I know I'm gonna start. I'm gonna try not to, but I'm gonna start.
You'll be starting watching the pregame, and I ain't gonna
work. He's gonna
do it. I'll be mad. I can feel it. All right.
Let's start with our predictions. So how do we want to do this? Do we want to go round robin again? And maybe we should do that.
Yeah, I think that's always like,
are we going
best bet?
Came in the conference and then we're making our prediction and going to the next, or how are we going to do it?
We're going to just order the divisions. Like one through four of how you think the division going to play out. You ain't got to do records, just how the order of it.
All right, let's start with the AFC East then. And I'm just going to go in the order of what's on my screen. So it may not match up to everyone else's, but that's fine.
What are we going to do, 4-1 or 1-4? What do you think is better, more suspenseful?
4-1, more suspenseful.
Yeah, true.
All right. Oh, guys. I got not white for the first time in probably years.
Uh-oh.
I think you said this last week. Or did you say did you say that last week?
Yeah, because I asked if she had both bad.
Oh, yeah, because I got Philly's maroonish. Never mind.
how was the game, by the way?
It was good. The ballpark's pretty. We got to see that freaking really nice catch. I know what y'all saw.
Yeah. Oh, that was at the Phillies game?
Yeah, and the Phillies fans actually, like, clapped for that. Like, they're not as you think. Granted, I wore Phillies stuff, but, like, they weren't bad.
Really?
Philly was actually, like, I think it gets a bad rep for no reason. The fans, I don't know, I can't speak on, like I said, as much, but, like, even the city wasn't, I liked it.
I was about to ask, was the city good to visit? Is that a good place?
Yeah, it was nice.
Well, you probably stayed in the part you were supposed to stay in.
No, I didn't. I was pretty close to the part you don't go to, and that's okay.
The part you don't go to.
Liberty Bell?
So the real Liberty Bell, why did I think it was outside? It's not. There's not even.
I did too.
I think it's like inside of a case,
inside of like a case in a building, but you can kind of see through. But then there's a fake one that's like up in a bell tower, so couldn't see that one up close either. It was weird. So, the more you know.
Yeah, it's just a bell.
Yeah, but all right. AFC East, Jalen, you're up.
Alrighty. Number four is obvious. I think the Patriots are going to be last. Three, I'm probably going to go Bills.
Wow, dang. I didn't think nobody was going to do that.
I'm going to say, I mean, I just feel like it's time. And Josh Allen's about to be throwing 80-yard bombs to himself. So, two, I'm gonna have to believe it when I see it. I'm gonna go Jets. And then of course I'm gonna go one for the Dolphins.
Woo. All right. May.
Ours is actually identical. I didn't think anybody else was gonna do that.
Woo, cat.
But I mean you see it. The Bills kind of depleted on offense right now. And
they got the second best quarterback in the league.
I mean that can only help so far, bro. Especially when he had a better team last year and was hurting the team. So I mean you gotta put that in perspective. And then you gotta put in, I'm not as big on the Jets as I was last year, but if Aaron actually ends up playing the whole season, I don't see them being awful. So I think me and Jalen got it. I think me and Jalen got it right.
Do y'all have the or I guess we finish first. Do y'all have the Bills making the playoffs? That would mean three teams from that division go to the playoffs.
I don't think so. If they're third in this division, then they don't deserve to make the playoffs.
If they're going to be third in this division, they're not. I guess not.
I don't know.
I just think they're definitely good. AFC is just stacked.
All right.
I got number four, Patriots. Number three, I actually have the Dolphins.
What?
Yeah, I like the Dolphins, but I just feel like now they have they're not like Tyreek is still Tyreek Hill, but I feel like they have the people know they're coming and they can't beat good teams. And I was saying that last year too. And now the division has actually got multiple good teams outside of the Bills. Number two, the Bills, and then I'll say the Jets is number one. I feel like Aaron Rodgers is gonna play with a chip on his shoulder this year.
I'm excited. Hey, the year we first started the podcast, when I said the Jets will make the playoff, did I say the next 2 or 3 years?
You didn't write it down in that little black book?
I didn't have the book at the time. But I called them when they made all those draft picks with Sauce on them. I said they were going to make the playoffs in the next 2 or 3. If they don't make it this year, then it's all out the window. But my trajectory is coming.
All right, bro.
All right. I've got Patriots. I guess I'll play it safe. Patriots, Jets, Bills, Dolphins.
So you guys.
How is the Jets third playing it safe?
I mean, I can't just say what everyone else said, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Oh, for the sake of the show, I think.
Like the easy, not playing it safe. I'm giving the easy answer.
NFC East. I'm writing down all this stuff. Just not winners, though. I can't type that fast right down everybody's list. So, Jamie.
What?
Are we doing the North next?
Yeah. I thought he was asking. Never mind. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I was sorry. I was talking out loud. Go ahead.
Okay. AFC North. JJ.
In fourth place. Oh!
See if he's a real fan or not.
Am I real? Am I real, bro? Or like, am I about to fake it? I'm going to Browns. I'm going Browns fourth place. I'm going Browns fourth place. It doesn't make me comfortable, y'all, but I'm going Steelers third. Should I make Reek mad?
Yeah. I'm sorry, my fault. Jalen and Maley, y'all both said who's going to East?
Dolphins.
Yeah, Dolphins.
Oh, okay. All right, go ahead. My fault.
Okay, so I got Browns fourth, Steelers third. I don't know, guys. I'm gonna go Bengals second and Ravens third. It'll be close, but
no, it won't.
It's not your turn. It's not your turn. I wouldn't be surprised seeing three teams come out of there, but I highly doubt it. I just don't know how Mike Tomlin's going to keep this two-headed monster together.
All right.
May.
We'll see. I got the Steelers fourth. I got the Bengals third, the Browns second, and the Ravens first. That's how I think it'll play out this year. Not a believer in the Bengals and the Steelers. I don't trust their quarterback room. Not even who's starting. I just don't trust the room. So that's what I'm looking at right now.
All right.
Mine is very similar, I think. You said Bengals are third, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so mine is similar. I have Steelers fourth, Bengals third, Browns second, Ravens first.
I think that's what he said.
Yeah, that was identical, actually.
Yeah. So there you go. Well,
mine is also very similar, as I have the same.
For the sake of the show, no mix up.
No.
Three teams could come out of this division. So
no Bengals believers.
Absolutely not.
I never really believed in them, but you know, they kept getting results. So I mean, you couldn't do anything but you know accept it. But this year, Joe's coming off an injury. We don't even know what Jamar is going to do. They lost the boy.
Jamar might sit out.
Steve Higgins is mad. So that offense, and they lost Joe Mixon. The offense is not going to be what it was.
Joe Burrow actually had to play this year.
If he can stay healthy.
Yeah. That's crazy.
All right. AFC South. Jai Jai.
Let's see here. Who's in the battle for fourth?
This one could be all over the place, really.
Yeah, it could. Right. I'm gonna go Tennessee. Tennessee fourth. It's really the battle for third.
That's what I'm looking at. I ain't gonna lie.
Third. I'm gonna go Jacksonville just because when Anthony Richardson was playing last year, he looked like he was gonna be all right. So I'm gonna put them second, the Colts, and then I got Houston number one.
Who's number one? Texas?
Houston, yes.
Houston.
All right, Reek.
You skipped me.
Oh.
You skipped me.
It's crazy.
The face I got.
All right. So I got Tennessee fourth. I got Houston third. The Colts second. And I got Jacksonville winning the division.
You said Houston third?
Yeah. It's not that I don't think they're going to be good. I just have to see it again. So until proven otherwise.
You're just trying to have some hot takes.
No, bro. I feel the same way about the Texans and Packers. I got to see it again. That was 1 year. It was 1 year.
Consistency. I'm telling you, bro. I think I'm changing your mind, bro. My reasoning is getting to you.
I mean, it's just true, though. Like, anybody can have – bro, who – after that 15-1 season by the Panthers, who thought Cam and them were going to be there forever? Right, they ain't even sniffed back.
Consistency, yep, we gotta see it. So who you said was winning?
I got Jacksonville winning the division.
Jacksonville,
and I got the Colts second, Houston third, Tennessee fourth.
All right, well, I actually have the Jags losing the division at number four.
Ooh. I think. Or do you think the Titans gonna be better?
I think the Titans gonna. Be like how the Lions were a couple years ago. They're gonna be just they're not gonna make the playoffs, but they're gonna be fighting at the end. And it's gonna be like weird. But they're not good enough to make it. Cause there's always that I feel like it's always that one team that's just comes out of nowhere that shouldn't be good at all. But they seem like they put up a fight at the end of the year. I think the Titans would be that team.
I don't know. They lost Vrabel, so we're gonna see. He was kind of like Detroit's coach, like fiery, like used to play in the league, defensive player, like
yeah, like that's true. But I think the Jags all lost everybody that they had. And I don't think the Jags that good anyway. I don't think Trevor Lawrence is all that either.
This is his proof year. He don't got paid. He got to show up.
Yeah, he doesn't. Well, he don't got to prove it no more. Like you just said, he got paid.
Nah, he got to prove it.
All right, so I got the Jags last, and then I got the Titans third, then. I have the Texans second, and then the Colts at number one. I think Anthony Richardson is going to have a crazy season for some reason. I don't know. I don't know why I'm thinking that. There's no real reason behind it. I just think he's gonna have an insane season because he was looking real good last year until he got hurt.
You better hope not, because your friend Elijah drafted him in our fantasy league.
Yeah, I was gonna draft him too if I didn't get Lamar. He was gonna be my next pick. So there you go.
All right, I'm going. Titans, Jags, Colts, Texans. I think I'm with Jalen. I think that's what you said.
Yeah. Titans, Jags.
So everybody just hound the Texans, huh?
I would like the Jags to be good, though. I like them.
They better live up to their. Yeah, that stadium sucks, though. They need a new stadium.
That stadium sucks.
I have fun when I go.
All right. Oh, speaking of going to the Bucks game,
you.
It'll be my first time in Tampa, or not Tampa, but the stadium.
Yeah. What, weren't you supposed to go last year or a couple years ago or something, and you didn't go?
Yeah, it was the same thing. It was a Monday night. I think it was or it might have been Thursday night football game, and work was not allowing me to do that. This one's a Monday night game.
I would have told work it wasn't an option. They weren't going to see me.
Well, I also didn't want to take too many days off. Thought I'd take some days off, but I could work from home on a Monday night game and it'd be easier than a Thursday.
That makes sense. All right, AFC West.
The West. All righty. Let's see. In fourth place, I have the Raiders. that was pretty easy. Third place. It's all about Harbaugh for me. I'm gonna go Broncos, and then I'm gonna go Chargers, and then I'm gonna go Chiefs. I feel like the Chargers are gonna suck this year until they like fully get back right. But I think coaching will be enough to get them second place.
I feel like this division is just everybody's gonna have the same like standings. I don't know. This one feels like a pretty easy one.
It's like gonna be same forever. It feels like.
I mean, I got exactly like yours.
I have okay. So
yours unless the Broncos end up being better than the Chargers, but I don't see it.
Yours, I mean, they could be though. I think they could. I think they might be able to, but I'm leaning.
If Herbert gets outplayed by Nick in his rookie year,
I was about to ask: is Bo Nix the starter?
Yeah,
you said yes. He was starter.
Yeah.
Okay. I like. I actually enjoy watching Gardner Minshew. I don't know why.
He's not bad.
I feel like he's a really good backup quarterback. Like he's not gonna win no Super Bowl or nothing crazy like that. But I feel like he's a like if your quarterback was out for half the season, like 8-9 games, he could hold you afloat. And if your quarterback's coming back and can finish off a season, I think he's the best backup quarterback you can have.
Like a great value Baker.
He's the 32nd, 33rd best quarterback.
Yeah. he's like a great value Baker Mayfield.
Great value Baker is crazy because Baker.
I'm just saying
Baker is already great value.
Yeah.
I'm just saying
because Baker is Baker even top 15? Is he even top half of the league?
Yes.
He's at least top 16 directly in the first top half of the league. He got to be.
He might be 16.
that's true, but that's right at the half mark. He's on the top half.
All right. Well, no, 16 is the bottom, isn't it? No, 16. Right. All right. I got what's the team? What are we doing? East? No, West. I got I was thinking about putting the Raiders third, but I think I'll keep it like y'all have it. I like Bo Nix. And the Broncos always have a solid defense. I think with Russ out the way. Even if Bo Nix is worse than Russ, I think it's just a lift that they need. So I'll do the same as y'all, Raiders, Broncos, Chargers, Chiefs.
Saying getting Russ out of the way is kind of crazy. Like, bro, if you would have asked me when I was in high school, like, what I think, just how Russ' career would end, I would have been like, no.
It's kind of like Cam Newton. Insane. Like, he's too big to be – he's not good enough to be a starter, but he's not – he's too big to be a backup.
Right.
Well, yeah, and when I say get out Russ out the way, it's not about his play. It's about just everything that happened.
It's everything, yeah.
Yeah, him and Sean Payton, that relationship is crazy. Because, you know, you had people like former players talking about like they would have tried to rough Sean Payton up if they would have talked to him like that. And that's just crazy that Super Bowl winning quarterback is getting belittled like that in public on national TV.
Man, he don't care. He going home to Sierra every night.
That's true. Hey, when you got it like that, you know, you count your wins and losses.
All right. He already got his bag. Well, he got his bag from her.
True. He got a small bag from Seattle, just a small one.
No, he got a nice bag. He got a bag from the Broncos. He's still getting
true. True. I forgot about that. That's
I'm
crazy.
Almost positive he has more money than her.
I mean, total wise, maybe I don't know.
And no wonder he was so calm.
I mean, no wonder. Got a bag and he got a baddie at home. So it's like
he an NFL quarterback. He got a Super Bowl winning one at that.
Yeah, and he got a ring. I mean, he really don't need to do nothing else.
He really can chew. I ain't go that, but it's just crazy how Sean Payton was treating that man.
Yeah. Oh well, it is what it is. It's like Tua and the other coach.
LOL.
Whatever his name was. All right, Jamie, who you got?
Raiders, Chargers, Broncos, Chiefs, and that's solely on hate.
That's solely on what?
Nice. Hate.
Wow.
On hate.
No way you said that though. Chargers third.
I said it. Hate.
So is this division getting three teams out of it or?
Tobias, I asked Tobias to send me his winners, not the whole list, but his winners for the AFC since we just finished is the Ravens, the Chiefs, Texans, and Dolphins. So those are his winners.
I'm not a hater, but I can't wait to see the Texans not finish first because everybody's so high up on them.
Oh, so you sound like Jamie.
It's not that. I just got to see it again. That's all.
I like CJ too, but the hype is crazy.
Like they call them like definite Super Bowl contenders after 1 year. Like, come on, bro.
And people have them winning the Super Bowl this year.
I mean, but you know, it's crazy. Nick Wright got the Bears winning it too, so you just can't put too much into everything.
That's out of control. All right. NFC.
That's a good segue to the NFC, though.
Are we in the NFC East?
Speaking of out of control, the NFC. Really,
the lower tier conference.
What's first? Oh. The East is right, or East is first, right?
Crazy Stray. Him talking about the lower tier conference.
We should have started with this one.
Let's do it. NFC South.
We're not starting with this NFC South. That's what we're not starting.
We're starting with the East. Now go.
All right. And last place, I have. Who sucks? I'm going Giants. I'm going Giants. And then I'll go Commanders. And then do the Eagles bounce back? I'm kind of skeptical that they will. I'll go Eagles, then I'll go Dallas.
Yeah. I agree.
I'll go Eagles and Dallas, yeah. I don't know.
I'll switch it up.
That's my least.
My one and two is really interchangeable at this point. But Giants, Commanders, Cowboys, Eagles. I see the Cowboys dropping two division games. I don't know against what team, but that they're supposed to win.
You said so
I got the Eagles winning.
Eagles, and then Jalen, you said who?
Cowboys.
Okay. I'm
super on the fence though.
I'm just writing it down. I got the Giants last. Giants gonna be awful. I was thinking about going to the New York game too, but I don't really like going to New York. Plus, it's in December, and that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Sitting in MetLife in December watching the Giants play football is ridiculous. I don't care who they're playing. Giants fourth. I got the Cowboys third. I think the Cowboys are going to take
it back. You think they're going to be that bad?
I didn't say it was going to be bad. I just think it'd be third.
So you got more faith
in the Commanders. I just feel like getting over 500 in third place. But I can also see them being under 500. I'll say their floor is like 6 wins. And then they're hot.
I ain't gonna lie. 6 wins for the Cowboys right now with this almost the same team is crazy.
I just feel like Dak is not mentally.
I mean, the Commanders gotta get like 10 wins.
I just don't think Dak is like mentally with all his contract and stuff looming. He just doesn't seem like the person that's mentally stronger to put that on the side.
But the Cowboys are on this I'm not gonna say the same level, but they're gonna get treated the same as the Ravens and the Chiefs. Like, we don't care about a regular season. We want to see what you do in the postseason. They're gonna skate through the regular season.
Nah, I think the Cowboys are a little different because they're the Cowboys. If they sorry, people are going to talk they about enjoy it. If they're good, then I would say they're the same as the Ravens and the Chiefs. If they're sorry, people are gonna talk about them.
When was the last time you seen the Cowboys sorry since Dak's been there?
This year, watch. We gotta be a start to everything. So I got Giants, Cowboys, Commanders. I think Jaden Daniels is gonna be solid this year.
I hope he's good.
Yeah, I think he'll be good.
I want all the black quarterbacks to be good.
Yeah. Then,
it's like I think half the league is starting black quarterbacks this year. I think it's like they said 15 or 16
starting. Gotta get Kirk out of there.
well, week one. It's too late now.
Get himself out of there.
Kirk making too much money. That's a bad getter. I always respect Kirk.
For real, I don't know. He got more money.
Kirko Cousins.
Bro, who is his agent?
Burko Buzzins.
Johnny Cochran.
That went crazy.
And then I got the Eagles winning the division.
Jalen Hurts redemption year.
Well, I didn't say all that, but I just think I got the Eagles winning.
I just. I say all that.
They're a really good team on paper.
Yeah, that's true.
James.
All right. I'm Giants. I'm Giants, Commanders. Unfortunately, Eagles, Cowboys.
Yeah. You got the Cowboys winning.
Okay. I do, but Dak sucks, so it really could just go.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know. The first two places they can just be interchangeable for me.
Mm-hmm. Dak does not suck. He might fall.
Not good.
Dak is the best mid player in the league.
But suck is kind of crazy.
He had a really good year last year, though.
Just not good.
Tobias said Cowboys are winning the division, by the way.
I ain't gonna lie, we don't care.
Okay. Now it's time for everybody, it seems, in sports television, favorite division.
NFC North.
Okay, let's go. NFC North. Vikings are gonna be in fourth place. The Bears will be in third place.
Jefferson?
Yeah. You got to be down the third team. Vikings fourth. I'll go Bears third. I think they can get some wins. They have some pieces. And what did they win? 7 games last year?
Yeah.
I think he's worth a game and a half.
Ooh, Bear?
Huh?
You talking about the Bears?
Yes.
All right.
I think he's worth a game and a half just with better quarterback play. So Bears third. These two are hard. I'm gonna go. I don't completely believe in the Packers yet. I feel like people are too high on them. So I'm gonna go Packers and then Lions.
Ours is close. Vikings are going to be fourth, definitely, especially after the quarterback injury. But I got the Packers third. I got to see it again. But even though this would be my first time seeing Caleb with the Bears, like you said, they won 7 games last year. If he's worth the game and half the 2 games, I think they can edge out the Packers in the division. So I got them second and then Lions first.
Yeah, okay. Mine's is similar. Vikings last. I wasn't sure. I got the Lions winning division also. I wasn't sure
You got
if
one
I
of four.
wanted Bears and the Packers between them two. Because I didn't think the Packers was that good either last year. I think they had an easy schedule at the end of last year, which then they was winning all the games, and then they beat the Cowboys. I think if they would have beat this a different team the exact same way, they wouldn't be getting this much hype.
And the way that they beat them too.
Yeah. But it's because it's the Cow. I think if they would have beat anybody else, this like
I can see that.
if they would have played the Bucks or who else was in the maybe the Lions. I'm trying to just think of the other teams that was in the playoffs last year. I think it would have been completely different. So since I said that, I'll go Packers third and Bears second. I think they'll be there. I can see them having the exact same record. Packers second, Bears. No, Packers third, Bears second, Lions first.
Packers, Vikings, Bears, Lions.
You got the Packers in last.
I do.
Is that based off of hate too?
No.
Why you have them in last?
Oh, she just goes, no.
Who'd you say was winning?
Lions.
Okay. So y'all got Lions? Or I think so. You see what Tobias said. He said Lions too. All right.
The holy NFC South. All right, last I got Atlanta. I'm just playing. Last I got the Panthers. I feel like this one's kind of somewhat easy. I'm going Panthers, Saints, Bucks, Falcons.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
It's a
Yes,
prediction.
sir.
Calm
Yes,
down.
sir.
Brian here, good news in a
Yeah,
minute.
I think the Falcons might be all right this year, bro.
We said it last year too, and look what happened.
I don't know.
Came
It's just like they have
in
too many
second
names on their
with
team.
zero quarterback play. Came
No,
in second with zero quarterback play. That's what
they
we
should
did.
be. I think the expectations for the Falcons are too low. Their expectations should be higher, in my
Yeah,
opinion.
because
What do you mean by
they
that?
beefed up the defense. They got two quarterbacks. They have all the weapons on offense.
The only thing
Y'all need
that's
10 wins.
Brent
Only
says
thing that's
baby steps,
That's like a 10-win team, bro.
baby
Only thing that's
steps.
a question is if Kirk is come back healthy and is still the same.
No.
So Jalen said Falcons. All right. Go ahead, Malin. Who you
All
got?
right. I got Saints fourth. I just think they're terrible. I think they need to clean house. They suck.
I'm gonna go ahead and say I agree with that one.
Panthers third, Bucks second, and you know them Dirty Birds number one. Yes, sir. I don't, now look, the first one and two might be close like last year, but I think we still win.
So you got Falcons.
I don't think it should be close, brother.
Mine's is exactly the same. Saints last. And I was a big Saints. I always thought the Saints was an underrated team. But this year I can't do it anymore.
Unless Derek Carr has some
Yeah.
crazy turnaround and Dennis Allen does something
Because
different. Them boys trash and they old.
their defense has always been
They're like
solid.
40, bro.
They old as a team.
I didn't expect their offense to be that bad last year. And I
We'll
just
see Spencer Rattler by week 12.
probably might be. Derek Carr could get traded for somebody that the quarterback gets hurt and might get traded or something.
But I hate to say it because if you go back to like 2016 through 2018, Derek Carr was like good. But he's on a trajectory like Garoppolo. Like he's just about to end up being out of the league for healthy for no reason.
I have
Is
a
he
fun
that
fact.
bad? Is he
Huh?
that bad though?
I have a fun fact that I just learned.
What?
I think maybe we've heard this before though, because it sounded familiar. So if Derek Carr loses to the Raiders, or if he starts and loses to them, when they play them, he'll be the first quarterback to lose to all of the
Every
team.
team, every team. God, really,
That's
the first quarterback to
terrible.
lose every team?
Apparently, that's what I heard.
That's
Probably the
crazy.
first like
That's
terrible.
starter.
He's worse than his brother, if that's the case.
Tom Brady has lost to every team.
Nah,
He
I don't
played
think he
30
has.
seasons.
Well, he
You
never
never
lost to
see
the
Tom
Patriots.
Brady in 30 seasons. might be the Saints.
It could be the Saints. It might be the Saints for real.
It's unfortunately not the Saints.
Oh, golly, man.
Yeah, the Saints is beating the Bucks.
Okay. That's how she looked at you.
That's why she knew so fast.
That is why I knew so fast.
Okay, so Maylin said the I went already, right? I think I said the same thing.
Yeah, it's Jamie's turn.
Mine is the same as Jalen's.
Yeah,
Panthers, Saints, Bucks, Falcons.
Oh, shout out to
you. No way you said the Bucks coming in second.
She's been mean eyeing everybody all day.
You don't even believe.
Because I can be a real.
You don't even believe.
How are you gonna put some chapstick on, Jalen?
Jamie, can you do me one favor?
What?
Can you just look into the camera and say that one more time with a straight face and mean it?
No.
Falcons will win the division.
Hey, it's on record, though. You ain't got to look in the camera still on here. Hey,
honestly, I said it last year and I was wrong, so I really hope that I'm wrong again.
I don't remember you said it last year. Well, I'm going to act like this is the first time I heard
it. I did say it last year.
Tobias said Falcons also. I hope.
All right, the fact that y'all all said it now got me worried.
No, it's not going to happen.
Girl, see, this thing. Voodoo.
I told you the expectation for the Falcons should be high. Like, on paper, y'all are a really good team, and clearly you should be better than all three other teams in the division.
Clearly.
Yes, they clearly
should be better. And that's when the state of Georgia messes stuff up, when it's clearly supposed to
be. Clearly should be. Because if we're being honest, Baker Mayfield had way overachieved last year. And if he just goes somewhat back to what he was two years ago, the Falcons should run away with that division easily.
I hope
Bryce Young shows signs of a good quarterback this year. I like Bryce Young, so I hope he just seemed like too small.
I mean, he's not big. He's taller than Kyler.
But Kyler's stockier.
We taller than Kyler.
Kyler's stockier. Bryce Young, I hope he does. I hope he does okay. All right, we got one more, don't we?
Yep. NFC West is last. For fourth place, I'm gonna stay Cardinals here. I'm gonna go Cardinals, Seahawks, and then I'm gonna go Rams and then 49ers. I can see the Rams winning the division though. But I'm gonna go Rams and 49ers at 2-1.
I thought you were gonna do it, but
I ain't gonna do it.
We're about to be. Yeah, that's what I got though. Cardinals, Seahawks, 49ers, then Rams. I just think this year with the 49ers, so much drama happened in the offseason. I don't know. I think this is the year they kind of crumble. This is the start of the end. Cause I don't think they're gonna get over the hump. They couldn't do it all the other years.
Yeah, last year was their closest bit.
I would have agreed with y'all, but after this week, I don't agree with y'all that they'll crumble. Cause Ayuk got paid, and then Trent Williams got paid, and one of their players just got shot. So I think that's motivation.
But I think that's the drama aspect of it.
I think it's good drama though. Them motivational.
You see, Trent Williams said that's the reason. That's really the only reason he came back.
Exactly. And that's why it's a good thing. Because now they're doing it for their brother.
That's crazy. They said it took your teammate to get shot to want to come back to work.
He said, man, life's too short.
Let me go back.
You started listing off names. That was the furthest thing from my mind. Oh my
God. Hey, but we are happy that Ricky Pearsall is all right. Don't think we are laughing.
They said he was back in the weight room today. So he a dog, bro.
He needs to ride on him for real.
He got to. Hey, y'all already know he got to come out to.
Why is it always the backup? So the sorry players. My fault. That's crazy. Actually, it's like, okay. So I got the. I got The Seahawks coming in last. Then I have. Okay, I'm gonna make a bold pick. I like the Rams, but I got them coming in third. I'll say they'll still make the playoffs though. Then I got the Cardinals in second, and then the Niners winning.
You got the Cardinals raising up that high?
Yeah, I think I said this before. I used to think Kyler Murray was overrated, but now I think he's underrated. I think people kind of forgot about Kyler a little bit.
Nobody really likes him anymore.
Now, granted, he doesn't have many people on his team.
I kind of forgot about him a little bit.
He doesn't have many people on his team, but I think that might help him because they'll have low expectations and they're playing the last place schedule. But I'll see. That's what I got. But I still got
the. He got his wide out one.
Yeah, he got Marvin Harrison too. MHJ.
All right, I'm Seahawks, Cardinals, Rams, 49ers.
49ers.
You got Seahawks to finish the fourth?
Huh?
You said Seahawks fourth?
Yes.
Tobias said Rams will win the division.
Ooh, tomato.
Wait, so we all said Niners or somebody said Rams?
I said Rams,
right? Malin? Okay.
Yeah.
Malin trying to have a bunch of hot takes.
All right.
Hey man, for the sake of the show, it makes for a good season.
He only has so many. then you're going to start looking stupid.
I ain't going to lie. This last one was probably the one that I just kind of, you know, wanted to make. But the other ones I actually do believe in.
All right. Let's see.
Who do we have in the Super Bowl?
I've never even thought about this, not even 1 second of my whole entire life. let's see here. I do not know. The AFC is the hard part. The NFC.
I think the NFC is harder.
I don't know, bro. It's hard, period. Like, I feel like it's going to be somebody out of the North.
You're going to be wrong regardless.
I just don't believe in the Lions going to make it there. You want to jump out the window? I don't know, bruvs.
This is tough.
I don't know. But like the teams I want to pick have recently gone to the Super Bowl or have been in the conference championship game.
Do it. Be safe.
And I don't like being safe, though. That's lame and loserish.
Your picks are safe picks.
No, that's what I believe. That's what I believe.
Well, you got to be safe. You're going to have none of your division winners make the playoff or make the Super Bowl?
my four place teams.
Give me a bunch of wild cards.
Wild cards.
I'm probably gonna go. I'm just gonna pick the best teams in the conference to me. I just gotta do
That's
it.
Crazy.
I'm gonna go Niners.
Chiefs.
Go Niners and Chiefs. Nah, I don't think the Chiefs.
I knew somebody on here was gonna do that.
I'm gonna go Niners. I want to say the Ravens. I want to say the Ravens.
You're not a real Steelers fan. You say the Ravens.
I mean, the Steelers aren't going to do it, man. I'm sorry. It's just like, you know, it's. I don't want to get into it. yeah, I'm probably going to go. You know, you're right, Reed. I'm going.
Just say Chiefs and Niners.
I don't know, bro. Chiefs and Niners, bro.
Ah! Just say it, though.
It's just hard to pick. It's just hard to bet against them too, bro. I'm going Chiefs and Niners, bro.
you don't want to say LeBron, but you gotta say LeBron.
Yeah,
that's pure hate. Yeah.
That's just like Jamar Chase. I'm not gonna say his name.
No, that was crazy. He said his name. He didn't say a name. He said his name.
He wasn't even number one.
He said, "You already know what it is. I'm just not saying his name." But now I got the Ravens and the Cowboys in the Super Bowl.
What's funny about that?
The Cowboys.
I'm talking about he just thought that was the funniest thing he ever heard.
Cowboys is crazy, man. They're not good.
Bruh, the NFC is still wide open. There's no dominant force. And I just picked the Ravens because I said last year was a year to do it. But if Lamar can't find that extra gear and the Ravens can't find that extra gear, then this is really it. Because it ain't like Lamar ain't getting no younger. This team ain't getting no younger. They got to make some shape.
Yeah, bro. You said that was our year last year.
And now I still kind of believe that. But this is my hope. This is hope.
Nah, get your finger out of his face, bro.
That's what I was saying, bro. You really got me over here. That is hope, though. It's hope.
I want to be Ravens fan so bad, but it's because of me. I'm
a Lamar fan.
I don't care anything about you, bro. All
right. I got the Colts. No, I'm kidding. I got the Ravens.
Hey, you laughed at me.
I got the Ravens for sure.
Tight.
And I want to say Falcons, but it's like
I ain't want to do it. I ain't want to throw the favorite team in there. So
yeah, and that wouldn't be reasonable anyway.
But you just
I was playing, bro. I'm gonna go. It's between Niners, Lions, and Eagles. I don't really trust the Eagles like really at all, to be honest. But I can see them going back to the Super Bowl. I don't really trust the Lions at all, to be honest. And the Niners, I just don't want to say them again or see them again. But so I'll just go Niners and Ravens. Rematch at the Super Bowl.
I don't know why y'all think the Niners just going to do it again.
Who's y'all winning y'all games? I got Ravens over Niners.
I got Ravens.
If I pick the Chiefs, bro, I'm picking the Chiefs.
All right, so you got Chiefs over who? Over who was it?
The Niners.
Oh, okay. Chiefs over. And then mainly you said?
Ravens over the Cowboys.
Ravens over Cowboys. All right. And Jamie?
Dolphins, Niners.
Ew.
Yeah, I knew somebody was going to pick the Dolphins. I did.
I just don't think. I think he ride too hard for Florida.
I was about to say, it's too cold.
Hey, he like all the Florida teams.
Hey, he 23-4 above 70-degree weather. After that, he can't do nothing. Crazy. Hey, you got to put a brisk coat on. He about to lose.
If he get traded to Green Bay, he gonna retire.
Hey, I can't do it, y'all.
All right, Jamie said. Or who's winning, Jamie?
Let's go with the Dolphins.
Oh, wow.
If the Dolphins win the Super Bowl, I'll do a challenge.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that one.
Dolphins over Niners, right?
The Dolphins win the Super Bowl. Me and Rick have to participate in a.
Don't say my challenge.
Wait.
What'd you say?
We have to participate in a combine if the Dolphins win the Super Bowl.
In the NFL combine?
Participate. They won't let us in, but we have to do the.
So you got to work out? I can do that.
Work out, run a 40, do a bench press, run some drills.
We can hit. You got some pads? Y'all still got pads?
They don't do that in the combine.
I want to hit Mail and see if he really was like that for real.
Bruh.
It's like head first like the
mice. I'm a headhunter. Tobias said his Super Bowl pick is the Lions. He didn't say over who though, but he said the Lions. So yeah,
he would pick the Lions.
All right.
Who's y'all's MVP pick, or your dark horse MVP pick if you have one of those?
My dark horse. I have a dark horse. It's gonna be Tyreek Hill.
Wow, very dark.
Is that a complexion?
You know what? I as soon as it came out of my mouth.
That's insane. Oh my god.
This is really dark. Oh god.
DD.
Tyreek Hill. I just don't think that in this day and age a receiver is going to win MVP over his quarterback.
I don't
unless Tua like gets hurt or something and their backup comes in. And Tyreek Hill's still going crazy, but it seems like if it's any other position, it has to be a running back or maybe like a defensive end. Like it got to be like 30 sack season or something.
Yeah. Well, my pick is Mahomes because he didn't win it last year, but he won the Super Bowl, but this is just MVP. And my dark horse pick is Old Trail down in Florida. Trevor Lawrence, dark horse MVP.
What did you just call him?
Old Trail.
I thought he said Trail.
I thought he said Trail too. I said, that's crazy.
I don't know him.
Trail Lawrence. If he get faded up and cut off that hair he got, he might be Trail.
I got a dark horse. I don't have an actual MVP. My dark horse is Anthony Richardson. Lamar is not going to win it again because voter for T. Lamar won't win it again until he wins the Super Bowl.
That's true.
And he go reset after he get a ring?
Yeah. I can see them giving it to like Burrow or Allen if they have a good season, just to not give it to Mahomes or somebody else.
I can see Allen getting one just because he's about to do everything on the team.
Allen's only getting if he does what Patrick Mahomes did last year and drags that team into the playoffs.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll figure out MVP. But my dark horse right now is Anthony Richardson. You know what? I'll just say he's my MVP.
I think Josh Allen will get MVP on like the pretensions like Joel Embiid did. Like, not that he cries out openly about it, but I was like, all right, bro, you always so said
like
that you
a hair, dang.
Like, here, bro. You know, everybody knows that you've been one and one. So
it'd be a narrative based MVP.
Yeah.
That was always suck because he just got voted most overrated player by peers. So yeah, they give him, they're gonna hate that man.
To be considered most overrated by players is crazy. Like, that's insane.
Hey, that's when you gotta go look in the mirror. All right, I gotta put some winning.
Like, the people you're playing against think you suck. So his teammates probably put him, but Stephon Diggs probably put him.
Probably.
Oh yeah, probably he was probably the number one on the ballot doing that.
The worst player in the league.
Jamie, who you got?
CD.
Who?
CD Lamb.
CD Lamb.
Why are you Lamb in the cave?
Why do you look like this?
Get up. Get closer.
Get up.
CD Lamb is a crazy pick, actually.
That is a crazy. Is that a dark horse or that's your actual MVP?
That's my pick.
Oh, all right.
CD Lamb, if there's no way CD would win it over Dak. I can't see it.
That is a crazy pick. It'd be nice to see, but that's a crazy pick.
Do we have sleeper fantasy football players?
This was Tobias's question, I think.
Yeah, it had to be. I don't really.
I don't have one either.
This is a dark horse.
Derrick Henry. I got Derrick. My team's all going Derrick.
Drake London. It's my sleeper pick.
That is a sleeper pick.
I gotta look at my fantasy
time. I think he actually gets his targets this year. So
let's see. Let's go Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp is a sleeper pick.
He's being slept on now that Puka is there.
Yeah.
True.
Bro.
By the way, Tobias said Lions will beat the Ravens and CMC is his MVP. Everybody trying not to pick quarterbacks. I don't know.
It's their award, bro. You just got to accept it.
Okay. What's next?
Let's talk quickly some college football updates and thoughts.
Well, Jamie, look like this is going to be me and you since they just choose to hate college football.
I don't care about nothing. All right. What are your thoughts? You blew out Clemson.
Yeah, y'all talking about the upset of the week. That was crazy to even talk about.
There you go.
Because we already knew what was going on, bro. Like, I ain't gonna lie, first half had me a little – I went worried, but I was just like, bro, we are not as good as I thought. But all it took was a little momentum, and we just started pulling away possession after possession. And in that second half, belt to – you already know what.
Belt the butt.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think y'all gonna go undefeated?
With this schedule and the new conference alignment, I don't think so. But if we do, then that'll that will probably be, at least to begin this era, the most impressive season, because we got a grind. So I don't know. I don't think we're gonna go undefeated, but I don't see us losing more than two.
Who would you lose to? Bama?
The one game I'm worried about is going to Austin, Texas. Cause we ain't never really played there. That's not like we're used to playing Bama and stuff like that. We ain't used to being in that Texas environment. Apparently it's like a NFL environment. That's what players say.
Watch y'all lose the Tech.
After watching that first game, I said that could be like a surprise game.
Georgia Tech don't have nobody but a quarterback.
Yes, but then you watched FSU last night and realized.
I was about to say.
Tech not good.
No.
You would be straight, though.
No. Florida State is just way worse than everybody.
Florida State is bad.
I think Georgia Tech is all right.
I was talking about Georgia State.
Oh. Go Thurs.
But now, who all do we have upset? Yeah, none of the other upsets win is planned either. We thought West Virginia was going to win. Mm-hmm. Penn State handled them pretty good. We wanted, who was it? We wanted Texas A&M to beat Notre Dame. That didn't happen.
Didn't happen. Nah. There wasn't any really upsets week one. Not really.
I will say my surprise of the weekend, though, was Miami. They surprised me. They might be somebody to watch out for this year. Cam Ward, the new quarterback they got, nice.
I like the way you play.
Adding him into the quarterback conversation when we're talking about college, because he was nice. And who else surprised me this year or this weekend?
What about Colorado? The Buffalo.
I thought they would beat. I wasn't sleep on North Dakota State because I've known about them for the past decade. Because when Georgia Southern was FCS, that's who they used to always lose to. But I thought Colorado would handle them pretty well. No, I just think Colorado is going to be on another season like last year. Shador and Travis, all world talent, they got it. But yeah, those two just can't beat everybody. They can't beat
them. I feel like with Colorado, they're just like those two specifically are just they know they're going to the NFL, and I think they're just going through the motions.
Like, Travis definitely not going to the motors. He got to play every snap. He can't do that. Shador.
I mean, he's good. He's good against the teams he's supposed to be good against. But I think that's why they're going to probably lose to the ranked teams or the better teams. Because they really should have lost this game.
Exactly. That offensive line still needs a lot of work because Shador was still getting hit. And this is FCS school. Shador is getting hit all the time. So just imagine when they play a real D-line. He's probably all those quarterback hits going to turn to real sacks.
I bet you.
And the receivers that game in particular were wide open almost every play. That's just not going to happen every game. Like Shador was literally throwing the air.
I wouldn't be surprised if Shador, if he gets like banged up a little bit, like a little injury or something. Not that would keep him out for real, but I feel
can
like
see
a little injury, Deion will probably sit him down.
Because you got to think. Players across the country don't like him. So if a D lineman can actually get a good hit on him, I think they're going to, like, risk the personal foul to, like, hurt him. They not players don't say that, but they intentionally try to hurt people every game. Like,
that what you try to do sometimes?
I mean, I never did. I played offense.
Yeah.
He's going for – yeah, but instead of juking, you was going ahead first.
A DB, yeah. I used to do DBs like that, but I think I can see what you mean, though. I think he probably has the potential to get hurt this year.
Not that. I mean, like, if it's something small that he could play through, Deion won't allow him to Deion will be like, just sit down, because you don't want to actually hurt him, because Deion don't like his own line himself. Deion hates his whole line.
I think Deion, that's true, unless they're playing competitive. If they're like in the running for something, He'll let him play, because you know, I mean, of course you want to preserve him for the NFL, but if you got a chance to make the playoff, you know, you do whatever you need to do.
They got somewhat of a easy
but skin. Clemson, Florida, poverty programs. I don't know what they got to do. Those boys, sorry. They programs. Like Clemson, this is 2 5-star quarterbacks in a row you recruited who have not lived up to anything.
Don't you love to see it?
And I would be a Clemson hater, even though my one of my best friends, Clemson fan, he yelled, he was on like all on that all these previous years, but now it is fun to see that he be sad and stuff. He can't even argue college football no more. But I mean, I don't like seeing downfalls this hard. Like this is falling off a cliff.
He did play the best team in all of college football, though.
Potentially, it's only been one game. I'm not ready to just stamp that yet.
What'd you say, Jamie?
It doesn't matter if it was the best team in all of college football. You looked that bad.
That, yeah. I mean, like that offense.
Trying to get them out.
Buns. I'm ready to see Ohio State play somebody, though.
Ohio he don't State. Even care. Tyreek don't even care.
I know. That's I try to get a small reaction out of him.
I'm a Maryland fan, bro.
Goodbye. All right.
They mean nothing.
They mean nothing.
T-E-R-P-S. Terps.
Maylin, why don't you go ahead and give us some would you rathers, please?
Oh, I got to go back to the thing where I saw it. Hold on one second.
Would you rather listen to Tobias talk about Michigan and the Steelers for an hour or to Tyreek talk about college football for an hour?
Jesus, neither.
Where did that come from?
The deepest depths of the hatred in my heart.
I could talk about college football. I wouldn't be able to talk about it for an hour, though. I would just start listening.
Taking notes.
What I do is listen to other people talk about it and then come on here and talk about it. Like I keep my own thoughts.
Would you rather have to fight the nearest person every time you sneeze, or would you rather lose the ability to read 1 week out of every month?
Lose the ability to read.
The ability to read, bro.
1 week every month.
1 week every month. So you're not going to be able to read nothing.
That's so inconvenient.
Exactly. Or would you rather have to fight every time you sneeze the nearest person?
Like the rest of your life.
Yeah, they didn't give a time for that one, so I guess so. But you also lose the ability to read 1 week out of a month, out of every month for the rest of your life, I guess.
1 week is a very long time.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
so 12 weeks out of the year, you can't read.
We just got to look. Because how often do you sneeze, really?
Like, depends. What if you walking past somebody cooking or something and they got a lot of seasoning out? And you, now you got like 5 people you got to hook with real quick.
What if you in the car? Like, you got to get out of the car and fight somebody?
Spring season with the pollen is gonna be you better get big.
You walk outside in the springtime.
You gotta get big.
You might go to the park.
You're fine for your life for real.
You gotta get big.
I don't know, bro. I might have to go sneeze.
I'm going.
Not being able to read, bro.
Yeah, fight your neighbor. You sneeze at home.
You sneeze at the house. You just look outside. Who you see? You gotta walk out the A. So y'all say, Jamie and Jaylee, y'all say y'all rather sneeze and have to fight?
Yeah.
Now, Jamie, I don't think they put anything with gender rules on here.
That's fine. I'm throwing down.
And that goes for men, too. So if you sneeze next to women, you got to be a woman beater.
And I will.
Hold on now.
They said the next person.
We still got to go on YouTube.
Trigger warning.
For YouTube purposes, whatever gender you are, that's who you have to fight.
Goodness,
we don't want to be women beaters.
Stop saying that. Can I bring a shrat? What if I have a shrat with me? Does that count?
So you're just trying
to what? Does the fight have to be with hands?
It said fight. It didn't say getting a shootout.
All right.
I'll do the reading to be different.
You're gonna be real different. You're gonna be
real different. You ain't gonna be able to do nothing.
I can get away with reading at my we're not reading for a week at my job if they know what's coming. I can see the symbols on Reddit. If they gotta know what's coming though, if I can prepare them, I can get away with it. Because you don't got to know how to read the drive. Because this reading, including reading numbers, I guess.
Yeah.
I did wonder that. So would like would the stuff you see look like another language, like that type I can't read, or would you like have to ask somebody, hey, what does this say?
I guess we could, it'll be good to let's think of it as if it's just another language. So that we just
worse, I feel like
don't know.
Because you can't use context clues, you can't try to put stuff together. It's a whole different language, like you know nothing.
I mean, people can also tell you what stuff says.
That's a bitch.
Oh, my God. I'm gonna read it.
Grief.
I'm sorry.
I think I'm gonna do sneeze because, like Jalen said, I don't sneeze that often. I can go a whole day without sneezing. So,
nah, you gonna start
probably a whole week.
You gonna start thinking about it and start sneezing all the time. And you know when you sneeze, you don't never just sneeze once. you hit two or three of them.
That'd be y'all. I sneeze once.
I would not cook. I would just order food. So I don't have to smell
seasoning. You sneeze while cooking?
You fat, bro.
You be sneezing around all food.
No, I'm saying you like, it's a difference from like when you smell the cooked food versus when you actually seasoning that stuff come up in. Mm.
That's why Big Mama ain't got no leg now. You need to relax on all that seasoning.
So I Big Mama ain't got no leg.
I just can't handle pollen season. I sneeze a lot during pollen season. I'll do the reading. Especially if I got allergies.
I'm sorry, not reading, bro.
I just make sure I sneeze around. So in certain areas, I'll go to sneeze if I gotta go.
What if you was at a school, bro?
When you feel it coming, then you just gotta run to somebody.
You feel it coming, you just look around, try to find somebody weak,
somebody that you could beat. You trip and fall next to the rock.
Hey, that's when you gotta you gotta hold that guy in.
Nah,
that's funny. Nah, if I'm next to a school though, I guess I gotta find the nearest male teacher. I ain't about to hit no women or kids though.
No, you can't choose, bro. Well, I thought you said it was only the closest, the same gender.
It is that. Well, in that case, I'm gonna try to hold it in to like get to somebody that I know I can not go to jail for fighting.
That's funny.
It's already worse that I got to keep fighting, but now I got to go to jail too.
All right, you going, you taking a beat.
That's Jamie, what you pick?
That's the only one you had?
For me?
No, I said Jamie.
Sneeze.
Is that the only one I had?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it?
Why you laugh like that?
Because it's the fact, like, I didn't think about it until you just said it. It was like, that was on. I was like, I didn't even think about trying to get another one.
All right. Well.
That's my fault.
All right. I know we I forgot. Jaylee never put it in on the thing, so we completely forgot about it. Fantasy football punishments.
Oh, my bad. So what in one of my leagues, we're having trouble trying to figure out what the last place punishments to be. So the question is, what are some of the worst ones that you could think of or have seen before? The worst one that we came up with is the last place loser has to do a day in the life video and post it. Like the Target run and post it on all their social medias.
See, I like that one, but I want to add more to it. I saw one, I wouldn't say quite as long, because one dude had to do it for like 30 days. Like,
oh God.
Yeah. But I would say 2 weeks of posting video TikToks, but the people in the league have to pick like what you do every day.
Oh my goodness.
2 weeks is a long time.
A month, like doing it for more than a day is just crazy.
But one day it's like, all right, I'll get this over with. Nah, it's gotta be a punishment. Oh, well, 7 days of posting, and they have people in the league would have to pick what you post. You got a day in the life one day, then you got the next day you got to dance or something like that.
I don't know. Suck, I don't know if
exactly.
I don't know
that's why it's the punishment.
I don't know who I was talking to, but they was telling me something. Or I might have saw it online. I don't remember, but it was like the loser had to run a 5K in a full suit.
Oh yeah, I saw that video.
Oh, so I must have saw it online then.
I saw one today. I sent it in the Instagram when the dude had to go try out for a minor league baseball team.
I wouldn't be mad at that though. It would be embarrassing. It'll be embarrassing, but it'll be like fun.
Yeah.
So embarrassing.
And then you got the combine. That's what I proposed that for. If who won the Super Bowl in Miami. Yeah, I'll stick with that.
I always said we gotta go to open mic night and do a five minute
comedy.
Yeah, a 5 minute set. who said take the SAT?
One of my other fantasy leagues, that's what they actually wanted to do. And I was like, bro, can you do that? Can you do that? But they said apparently anybody can go take it.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Because if you got to go to college or something that needs that requirement or something.
I thought after a certain age, you couldn't.
Yeah, I thought it was just like, no. But
I see someone said mystery food challenge.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't do that.
Oh, that's dead. Do that.
There's something about putting like stuff into my body that's not.
Yeah. What about skydiving? Loser has to go skydive.
I want to do that anyway, so.
That's what I'm saying. Some people would probably actually enjoy that. That's not something that would be like a...
You got to do something that's going to like really mess with somebody.
Serve as a butler.
Ooh. Oh.
Serve the winner. Ooh, the loser serves the winner for a day. That would be funny.
Oh, no.
Like, you got to do everything they say. Drive them around. Just do everything.
they're gonna have a really long week.
And you find out the loser around Christmas time, right?
Depending on the league.
Loser has to go by themselves door to door Christmas caroling.
By themselves is crazy.
Exactly. Door to door for at least the street. Every door on the street.
You might get shot Christmas caroling.
You got all your little Christmas sweater, you got your little piece of paper, you ain't got to rob nobody. So is it over? Can I help you start singing?
That ring camera, they're gonna be like, you better get off my lawn. No, that's good. But yeah, that's fine. We gotta figure one out. Because we need one too for our league.
Well, we just named a couple. We just have to pick.
Put them in the comments, please.
Yeah, more punishments.
All right. Anybody got a Bible scripture? Are we done?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We are done.
Anybody got a favorite Bible scriptures today? I was trying to find one that I forgot to look one up. Let's see. All right, here we go. Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So,
amen.
There you go. Don't be sad. All you need is God. You got some joy. Don't let Thursday affect you. Whether you
took oh my God, if I had a dollar. Oh, I should have played lottery on that one.
I gotta read this. I gotta read this scripture before, during, and after.
Our God.
I think I'll be good though. I don't think this year is going to affect me as other years have until the playoffs.
You literally said that at the beginning of last year.
No.
Oh, man.
This is making me mad, bro.
We know. Crash out right now.
I tell you, I'll be crashing out at work sometimes. I remember I don't work at the same place.
Yeah, you need to. Yeah.
All right.
Where you at?
Who wanna close this out? Jamie, you still there?
Yeah.
Barely.
Close us out, Jamie. Let us. I said, close us out.
Thanks for joining. Steal your mom's phone and your brother's phone and your uncle's phone and like, rate, subscribe. Keep listening.
Tune back in
Sooner,
January.
Sooner, go Bucks.
Tune back in January to see if our picks were right or wrong, or if the NFL disbanded. And
or tune back in next week.
Huh?
Wait.
He said tune back in January. Like, we just giving them a pass for the rest of the season.
Tune back in next week.
Yeah, either me or JV will not be here.
We'll have to decide whose turn it is.
That's
all right.
Bye.
Bye.
Peace.